smoking ban. Hello and welcome to Radio 7. I am Hugo Bates, and today we're talking about the smoking ban, which is due to be implemented across England. Here with me in the studio to talk about this is Gordon Newton, who has written a pro-smoking book.
Hello, it's good to have the chance to talk to you.
So as part of the new legislation, we won't be allowed to smoke in any public areas. This will specifically include restaurants, clubs and bars. What's your opinion?
Well, quite frankly, I'm outraged. It seems that we smokers are being victimised. Where's it going to stop? I mean, just about every year there's a new rule which says that we can't do this, we can't do that.
Yes, but you have to admit that smoking is dangerous, and not only for smokers, as passive smoking has been shown to have an equally bad effect.
I agree that smokers have a responsibility towards others, and that other people's health should not be compromised in any way. However, smoking should be a matter of personal choice. If I want to smoke, I will, and I should be allowed to. I pay enough money in taxes to this wretched government to buy the cigarettes. So if I do get ill and need treatment, I'll have paid for it in advance. I mean, before you know it, smokers will be living in zoos, with the general public looking at them through glass windows.
So how do you plan to protest against this?
Well, we've organised a petition, which now has more than 100,000 signatures on it. And on the first day of the ban, a group of friends and I are going to go to Parliament Square in London, where we will smoke all day long in protest.
And what do you hope to achieve by that?
Someone has to protect our rights, and I want to represent smokers across the UK. It's a habit that we've had in this island for many, many years, and I want to ensure that it's one we can continue enjoying for many more years to come.
What about some of the other proposals? The rule that says people who smoke won't be allowed to adopt children, for example.
Well, I think you'll agree with me in saying that it is absolute rubbish. This government seems to think that they can pass moral judgments on people. It's nonsense to suggest that someone who smokes can't possibly be a good parent.
Well, thank you for coming in, Gordon, and good luck with the protest.
Thank you.